They say music is life, so I give them the Chacha Music Review Podcast. Turned up the volume, gave them the time of their lives. They said they wanted new artists, I gave them the Chacha Spotlight Series. They wanted deep music conversations, I plugged them into the Chacha Let's Talk Music Series. They are crazy about the hitmakers, so I hit them with the Chacha Hitmakers Series. And for the albums I know they shouldn't miss, I bless them with the Chacha Album Review Series. I created the Chacha EP Compilation Series, so they will have a taste of the best of EPs. They should tell their friends. You should let your family know. We should let everyone who cares about African music know. Afrosanova is back in the game. And you can catch me every Saturday amplifying the African sounds by bringing the best of African music to your ears. I am your musical plug, the creator of the Energy Force. And this is the Chacha Music Review Podcast.
My name is Afrosanova, your musical plug, the creator of the Energy Force, and I'm back with another episode of the Chacha End of the Year series. Yes, I know some of you, you've seen the flyer and the artwork for this episode, and you're wondering what is happening. Like, when did Afrosanova start listening to gospel music? Because I've said I do listen to gospel music. But look, 2024 is a brand new year, and I want to start doing things or listening to music that I don't listen to. I mean, it's music. So whether gospel, whether traditional, whether whatever, whatever, as much as it's music, I am going to listen to it. But the song that I'll be talking about today, I'm not going to be talking about them alone. Yes, I'll be talking about the top 10 gospel songs for the year 2023 and also the top 10 gospel artists for the year 2023. And like I've been saying from the beginning of this series, right? This information was gotten from Turntable Charts, the number one and the official chart scene system in Nigeria. So you can go to their website at www.turntablechart.com to go and check out the full list. I will just be giving you, the top 10 songs that made it. And this, compilation was done from December 2022 up until November 2023. And it's a combination of streams from different platforms and also from airplays, that is radio and television. So, music lovers across the globe, without wasting much of your time, let us go into what I have to say. I use the word us because I'm not going to be alone. Like I said, I'm not somebody that listens to gospel that much. So I have to go and bring in someone that I know that she is an expert. And when it comes to gospel music, all it did for her head. So ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, and members of the Chacha Nation, please give a huge welcome to my guest.
Hello, everyone. I'm Favour Onyema, and I'm the host of the Talks Beat podcast, and I love listening to gospel music. So I hope you're inspired by this episode, and thank you so much to the Chacha Music podcast for bringing me here.
Thank you very much for being on the podcast. I really, really do appreciate. So, like I said, we'll be talking about the top, gospel songs for the year 2023. But before we go into all of that, right, let me just ask you, for 2023, what was that just one gospel song that you cannot go a day without listening to in the year 2023? What was that song for you?
Wow, there were so many. But the one that stood out for me was... which one? Victor Rose's album. It was so many. And the one that stood out was This Year. Everything is working out for me. I think that was the song that stood out for me. It helped me. I could not go a day without listening to it. So that should be the song.
Okay. All right. No problem. Now let's, get down into business. Now, for the top 10 gospel song for the year 2023, at number 10, we have Everything by Timi Dakoglu. Would you really classify this as a, yes, it's not the regular secular music, but will you really classify it as a gospel music?
I think it's just in between. Now, thing is, when you're classifying gospel music, you look at the person that is singing the song. Timi Dakoglu is not a gospel artist. He sings more of the love songs. So he's not a gospel artist. I just feel that. He sang that to just drift away from the cellular to the gospel, but he's not a gospel artist. And I don't think that song is a gospel song. It's just positivity song. Because when you're looking at this gospel music, we look at the person singing it. Though the lyrics are good, but I don't think that's a gospel song.
Okay.
I don't think it should be there.
Okay.
There are other gospel, I will not say better, but there are other gospel music that touches the soul, that touches the heart, that says so much about their music. But I don't think that song should be part of the top 10.
Okay. All right, so that's number 10, Timi Dakolo, with the song titled Everything as one of the top 10 gospel songs for 2023. Now, at number 9, the song that we have is Be Ola, which also means honor. And it was done by Simisoluwa Agbede featuring, I hope I pronounced that right, featuring Shola Allison.
It's Simisola Agbede. Yeah, that song should be among the top 5 though. Sumi sings so well. Whenever I'm listening to a gospel song, I look at the artist and I look at the lyrics. So it was touching. And songs minister differently to people. So I'm liking Sumi Sola's songs. Does not mean that the person B would like it also. So it's based on different rema. Yeah, rema, how your spirit accepts the song. But I feel that Sumi Sola's song should be part of the top 5, not 9. Right.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. That's interesting. Now let's move up to number 8. And number 8 we have Ebenezer by Nathaniel Bassey featuring Victoria Orizu.
And this was the song that was trending everywhere. Different choristers were just singing off keys, but I feel that the song is good, but should not be number 8. Should be my number 4.
Okay, it should be your number 4, not your number 8.
Yes, please. I don't know why it's number 8.
But there's no surprising that the song is actually on the charts.
Mm-hmm. No, it's not surprising. Like, it should have been there because the song is interesting. It speaks life to you and it's somewhat like high life. And I feel that Nathaniel Bassey diverted a little to the high life because if you look at his album, he released an album last year and that was the only high life song that was in the album. So he did well.
Okay. All right. Now we are moving up to number 7. And now at number 7, the song is titled I Will Pray and it is by Ebuka Songs.
I will pray. Different TikTok users use the song. To me, 7 is good. Yeah, it should be at number 7. I will pray. Yes, it's okay. 7.
All right, so let's move on to number 6. At number 6, we have Wonder by Mercy Chinwu.
Jidedu Wonder. Yeah, I think 6 is okay. Though the song blew up because it was surprising that Mercy Chinwu could sing, will I say Afro? This is not Afro, but she could sing like a praise song. Normally, if you know Mercy Chinwu, she doesn't sing these praise songs. But last year, she diversified. She brought different artists. She released an album. And it was good. So I commend her for that. So 6 is good.
All right. Now, before we talk about this next song, because when I saw this song at number 5, in my mind, I'm like, hey, I didn't know, but then again, it is what it is. But before we talk about the song at number 5, right, let me just ask you this, because, I mean, we spoke about Timi Dakolo at number 10, and we mentioned the fact that, yes, this song is a positive song, but cannot really classify as a gospel song. So what would you say a gospel song actually is? Does it mean that any song that does not have, you know, ass and all of that, or once it has Jesus in it, or once it means you are praising God and it classifies as a gospel song, irrespective of whoever is singing the song?
Well, for me, I classified my gospel song first off with the artist that sang it. The artist is this person, has the lifestyle of this person. Are you glorifying God through your actions, through your wordings, through what you do on a daily basis, and the lyrics of the song? So it's like a three-stage classification. First of all, the first one is the artist, the second one is the lyrics, and the third one is the content of the song. Now, if you look at Timi Dakolo's song, Everything, it's just basically talking about positivity. And gospel song must not necessarily, it should glorify Jesus. Jesus should be there. I can sing about, oh, this week is going to be a good week, this week is going to be a nice week, but it's not a gospel song. So for me, the idea of gospel song is to preach Jesus, to tell you about salvation, to tell you, oh, this is who I'm talking about. And the artist, not Timi Dakolo singing about love songs, romance songs, you know, no, that's not it. So gospel song should first of all be about the artist, the songs, and the lyrics. Then those threefold, if they're strong, yeah, this is a gospel song. I should catch the rhema when I'm listening to it.
Okay.
Yeah.
So with that you said now, even if you didn't say that, me, I know, or me, I've always felt that this song at number five is not a gospel song, in as much as I felt it was like, you know, an uplifting song, a positive song, more like an inspirational song, a song that tells you, you know, just to stand strong. Let me use that word, right? Which is a cliche, because the song I'm talking about is titled Stand Strong by Davido, featuring Sunday Service Choir. That is the number five gospel song for the year 2023. Wow.
That should be a miss. That is a miss. I'm so sorry to say. How in the scriptures the Bible said that darkness and light cannot be together, right? You can't expect Davido to be singing this kind of songs. I expect, like, what is there for me to listen to? I'm sorry, but what is there for me to listen to? The artist, the song itself, I'm sorry, no way. It's an inspirational song. It is not a gospel song. It is a motivational song. So coming to say is number five. I don't know who classified that as a gospel song, but that's a miss. That's a miss. How is that a gospel music? I'm so sorry, but that number five, it should not even be part of, even they say top 1,000 songs, it should not be part. Stand Strong is a motivational song. It's an inspirational song. Like I said, I can say, come out with new music and say, Wednesday will be okay, Friday will be good, you would have a good market, you have, your hustle will be blessed. No, that is just a normal inspirational song. When I'm down, I want to just listen to that song. But that's not a gospel song. A gospel song should edify your spirit. It should take you to realms of the spirit. And you should know that I feel, oh God, I'm listening to this song. I should be inspired. I should turn away from my evil ways. You know, that should be how a gospel song should be. So that Stand Strong is just a motivation and an inspirational song.
Okay. All right, I mean, I'm not going to lie to you. I'm in agreement with everything you're saying about this song. I also do not see it as a gospel song, unless, of course, gospel now has a very, very different, you know, meaning entirely. Yeah. But I would rather pick it as a motivational song or, you know, an inspirational song, but not a gospel song. All right.
Yes, please.
Let us move on to number four. Now, at number four, we have Miracle, No the Tired Jesus by Miracle. Moses Bliss.
No, they tired Jesus. Yes, it's good. Yeah, number four is good.
Okay,
I agree.
Let me ask you this: is this where the actual slang "Miracle No the Tired Jesus" came into play, or it was after that slang came out that this song came out? Because
I think it's before when he sang the song. When Moses Bliss sang the song, that's when the slang came out.
Oh,
everybody's there saying "Miracle No the Tired Jesus," "Miracle No the Tired Jesus." Here, it's from the song.
Okay, so and it's at number four, and you think number four is a worthy placement?
Yes, please.
Okay, all right. Now let's move to number three. At number three, we have Daddy with the Pamper. Same Moses Bliss again.
Daddy with the Pamper, Daddy with the Bless. I don't think it should be not number three. There are other gospel songs that should replace that.
Okay, yes, but it's one of the gospel songs that had a lot of you know, streaming and airplays. So it's probably one of the songs that people love most because people actually did listen to it.
I could put that for number five.
Okay. Yeah. All right. So let's move to number two. Now at number two, we have Confidence by Mercy Chiwu.
Okay. My confidence is in you. To be honest, when I was listening to that song, I wouldn't say I've listened to it to the end. I saw it trending on TikTok and I didn't find time to listen to that song, but I got tired of it. I got tired of listening to it everywhere. So it didn't make me want to enjoy the song that much. And I feel that the PR for that song was too much. You wouldn't see any gospel artists like, for instance, I love the ministry of Dunsi Onyeko and Nathan Obasi. You wouldn't see them coming on their Instagram and, you know, telling people there's a challenge, there's a this. No, even Teofilos Sunday, would not come out to tell you that, oh, I've released this new song, listen to it. I'm sorry, he doesn't do that. So, you know, your PR for this particular song, if I want to listen to it, I'll listen to it. If you have told me once, listen to my song, why not? So, being number two, I didn't really feel the song because of the PR.
Okay. So for you, what number do you think the song should be on?
Well, it should be like 6 or 7.
Oh, okay. Yeah. But definitely on the count. But definitely on the charts.
Yeah, it should be on the charts, but not two. Two is too high for it.
Okay. Now, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, and all music lovers across the globe, especially gospel lovers across the globe, the number one song that you people listen to and demand for most in 2023 or 2023 is this song called Tobejuku by Nathaniel Bassi featuring Mercy Chiwu.
It should be number one. I listen to that song so much. When you hear, come and see me, hey, Tobejuku, I love it. Yes, number one, that's right. That's the song.
So no argument, no dispute there.
Yes, not at all. That should be the song. But I'm surprised that none of Dunsin Yeko's song was here, which is surprising. Dunsin sings like, I don't know, but Dunsin should have been part of the... Davido's song should be out. Timi Dakolo's song, nah. Even Daddy Way the Pampa, no, that was too much. Dunsin's song should have been topping. Even Victor Orenta's song should have been topping. But, well, I'm not surprised. Different people have different tastes. So...
Definitely.
Yeah. So that should be it.
Okay.
But number one, Tobejuku, yes. Because Nathaniel Bassey is there.
Alright, so let me just quickly do a recap of the top 10 songs that we mentioned. At number 10, we have Everything by Timi Dakolo. At number 9, Be Ola by Sumi Sola. At number 8, we have Ebenezer by Nathaniel Bassi. At number 7, we have I Will Pray by Ebuka Songs. At number 6, it is Wonder by Mercy Chiwu. At number 5, Surprisingly, it is Stand Strong by Davido. At number 4, it is Miracle No Detire Jesus by Moses Bliss. At number 3, it is Daddy with the Pampa by Moses Bliss. At number 2, it is Confidence by Chiwu. And at number 1, it is Tobejuku by Nathaniel Bassi. Now, Favour, before I allow you go, let me just ask you this. You know, for people that are listening to gospel music or that are a huge fan of gospel music, is there any artist that you feel that, okay, this 2024, people should pay more attention or probably listen to, you know, his song, probably because his songs are good, his songs are, you know, in that realm that touches your spirit and uplifts your commitment to God. Is there any, artist like that?
Yeah, I would recommend Teofilos Sunday. If you're finding your prayer life hard, you can stream his songs. There's 1 hour prayer chant. You just use it to pray. There's also Abe Ojomo. There's a song she released in 2023, Kava, We Behold Until We Have From. That song too, you should also listen to it. There's also Peter Sinokopi. Yeah, and there's also Afam, Minister Afam. These songs, if you listen to their songs, you would be inspired. So listen to them in 2024 and tell me how you feel later on.
Okay, now that you've mentioned those artists, that is now going to bring us into the second part you know, of this episode, which is the top 10 gospel artists for 2023. Again, from December 2022 up until November 2023. At number 10, we have the Sunday Service Choir. That is the number 10 gospel artist for the year 2023. Do you have anything more to say about that?
Like I said, I really don't think that they should be part of the charts at all. I think they are there because of the song they sang with Davido that stands strong. That's why they are there. But for me, I don't think they should be there. They are other gospel artists. Because of that song, I went to go and check them on Instagram. I had to do like a thorough search, and no, I didn't like it. I didn't like what I saw. So, no, they shouldn't be part of it.
Okay. All right. At number 9, we have Victoria Orezi.
Oh, my Victoria Orezi. Funny how I was listening to her song early this morning, and I would like you to listen to her worship medley. You'd be inspired. I don't know why she's number 9. She should be my top 5.
Okay.
And she does not just sing. She also ministers to your soul. So you feel it in your spirit, you feel it in your body that you've listened to something. So it's called spiritual edification. So she shouldn't be number 9. And she should be top 5.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. At number 8, we have Chize.
This is like, I don't know why this person is here, oh. Because Chize is part of the record label with Moses Bliss, S.O.N. These guys, there's also Festizi. They sang Darling Jesus, Darling Jesus. So I don't know how he's part of the first 10. But I don't think he should be here.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Let's move on. At number 7, we have Livica H1.
Okay. I've not listened to... I don't think this person is a gospel artist. I think this person is a poet. So, no. Shouldn't be part.
Okay. At number 6, we have Sumi Sola.
Abebi.
Abebi, yes.
Yes, she should be here.
The way you said, it shows that she's meant to be there.
Yeah, she should be there. Ah, Sumi Sola. She should be there with her husband, Yinka Olaleye. Abiokeleye. Forgotten their surname, but they should be there.
Okay. All right, moving on. At number 5, it is Festize.
Like I said, they are part of the record label with Moses Bees. And, well, people have different tastes. Instead of these guys, Nimo Blaze should be here. Nimo Blaze also sings like Afrobeat gospel music. So I don't know why Nimo Blaze is not even here.
Okay, so, I mean, I could make a case for, you know, Shizzy and Festize, because they both are featured on Moses Bliss' song. They featured on Miracle of the Entire Jesus. And Lyrical Age also features on, what they call it now, Daddy Way the Pampa. So that could be the reason why, you know, they actually made.
Yeah, so you just blew them up, you see?
Yeah.
This is what we call grace.
Exactly. So, yeah. At number 4, we have Ebuka's songs.
Yeah, yes. It should be there. But I think Ebuka should be 7.
Okay.
7.
At number 3, we have Nathaniel Bassi.
Why is Nathaniel Bassi number 3? Why is Nathaniel Bassi number 3? You guys don't feel his songs? No, please. That number 3, no, please. It should be number 1. Either number 1, number 2. Press 5, please.
Okay. Okay. At number 2, we have Moses Bliss.
Moses should be like my number 4.
Interesting.
Yeah. Yeah, interesting. This should be like my number 4. There's really no gra. I don't know, but for me, I'm not bashing any gospel minister. Like I said, the way I feel my Rema might be different from the way you feel your Rema. So we are two different beings. How he ministers to you might be different from how he ministers to me. So I wouldn't condemn a particular music minister. So but should be my number four. Yes, please.
Okay. So before we go into the the number one gospel artist for 2023, as far as Nigeria is concerned, let me just quickly do a rundown of the top nine that we've mentioned. At number 10, it is the Sunday Service Choir. At number 9, it is Victoria Oreze. At number 8, it is Cheesy. At number 7, it is Lyrica H1. At number 6, it is Simisola. At number 5, it is Festizi. At number 4, Ibuka's Sons. At number 3, it is Nathaniel Bassi. And at number 2, it is Moses Bliss. Ladies and gentlemen, all gospel lovers across the globe and across Nigeria, your number one gospel artist for the year 2023 is no other than Mercy Chinwo.
Oh, hey, well, that would have done to me. That's not my number one, but she tried. I think because she released so many songs in 2023. Oh my God. I think she's planning to release another album this year, Overwhelming Victory, and she's planning her concert in March. So, but she has tried. The PR is there, you know, people trending with her songs, especially on TikTok. She has tried, though. So, I give it up to her.
Okay. Okay. That's fine. But let me just ask you this, and let me try and play. I know we are talking about gospel music, but sorry, I want to play devil's advocate a little bit.
Oh yeah, now. Okay.
Between Nathaniel Bassi and Mercy Chinwo, who did you listen to the most for 2023?
I listened to Nathaniel Bassi the most.
Okay. So if you have to pick your number one gospel artist, it's going to be Nathaniel Bassi.
No, it will be Dunsin Oyeko.
Wow, not even Nathaniel Bassi.
Yeah, it will be Dunsin, because Dunsin ministers specially to me in a different way. Sometimes when you feel down, you know, his ministration is just like he's ministering to me directly. He sometimes knows the seasons, he knows the different seasons, and he knows how to minister. He recently released the song, and he said the title of the song is Do Me As You Want. You know, this is total surrender to Jesus. So he ministers to me directly. So he should be my number one for 2023. But for 2024, I don't know who yet. Let's see goes. Yeah.
Okay. Favor, thank you very, very much for doing this. I really, really do, appreciate, in as much as it was a very, very short notification. You really, really came through, and thank you very much. I really do appreciate.
You're welcome.
Yeah. So before you go, I mean, at the beginning, you rightly do mention that you are a podcaster. So I want you to talk a bit about your podcast and tell the people where they can find the podcast so they can listen to you.
Okay. The Talks Bridge podcast. Talks like TALKS, Bridge, BRIDGE, then podcast. The podcast is about self-development. And we also talk about love. We talk about different things. So the podcast has diversified. Recently, we opened a new segment where have us that talks about, she goes to the street of Port Harcourt to see people's perspective rather on things. So listen to the Talks with podcast. You see the podcast rather on Spotify, Apple Podcast, and you'll be glad. You'll be so glad you listen to the podcast. Thank you so much.
I'm not even going to lie about the podcast. You'll be so glad to listen to the podcast, because I'm also a fan of the podcast. I also do listen to the podcast. So make sure you guys also listen to the podcast. And with that, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls and members of the Chacha Nation, I have come to the end of another Chacha End of the Year series, which, again, like I said, was gotten from the Turntable Chart website. So you can go there to go and check all the other end of the year series that they have. So like, come here with another series. My name will always remain Afis Donova, your musical plug, the creator of the energy force. Remember, in whatever you do, keep your energy, keep 100, and keep it positive. Peace out. Yeah. Time for the cha-cha game.
give me the cha-cha gang. Rockin' with the best, cha-cha gang. Give me the cha-cha gang. Alayela wa cha-cha gang. Give me the cha-cha gang. Watch my body, cha-cha gang. Give me the cha-cha gang. Cha-cha gang.
What's in my butt?